Firstly, we want to see all companies reporting this, not just the ones who have to with over 250 employees. We want to see companies have a renewed push to really make sure that there's flexible working for women, because we know that's one of the things that can help us go onwards in our careers. And then thirdly, we want to make sure that companies report early. So don't wait till the deadline. Make sure you report early. And actually, this is good for business to make the most of the women in our country. We want to see them coming through in their jobs and their careers. The gender pay gap reporting is how we can get a sense of where we're at, so we know what the problem is that we need to fix.
And just looking at the details that are out today, have I got it right? This will be a legal requirement now for the smaller companies to publish these details.
Well, we're one of the first countries in the world to have mandatory gender pay gap reporting for larger companies. The Prime Minister's today saying that she wants other companies smaller than that to think about doing it as well. When we shine a light on the statistics, we can get a sense of the problem that we need to fix, and that's how we're really going to make more progress on the gender pay gap.
So for smaller companies, though, there isn't a legal requirement through this drive to make them. Is it enough then, would you say?
I think it is. We are going to make sure that bigger companies do their gender pay gap reporting for the very first time. We're already seeing a number of companies starting to report early. We want to see more companies reporting early before the deadline of the end of March next year. But this is how we can make sure that our country's successful. We won't make the best of ourselves if we're seeing half of our population not paid as well and not progressing as well in their careers, and that's women. So it is important that we now do better on this.
Yeah, and statistics recently have come out to show the difference, that gender pay gap. Do you think as a country we're doing enough? I mean, you represent women, for there in this day and age to be even a gap there existing?
The gender pay gap's never been lower for full-time workers, so we are moving in the right direction, but there's further to go. And today what we're saying is we want a renewed push by companies to publish that data, and then alongside that set out their action plan for making sure that they steadily close the gender pay gap over time. And this is important for many and millions, in fact, of women who perhaps leave the workplace at some points in their career to have a child. We want them to be able to come back and get back on with their career and make the most of their potential.
And of course, protecting women, it's all about protecting women. And we have heard headlines recently about Westminster and with women and sort of making reports that there have been almost a sex scandal concerning Westminster. I mean, do you think that women are safe in Westminster working-wise, because you represent them?
As the Prime Minister said, there's no place in Westminster for any of this kind of behaviour. Women who've experienced it should be coming forward to be clear about what's happened to them. It's now long overdue that we stamp this sort of behaviour out.
I know you're in a rush, so I've only got a couple more questions for you. Just one of them being, in terms of Westminster, now there is a difference because this represents women's equality. In terms of researchers, this is a new piece of information, researchers and then people who work directly for MPs. Do you know much about sort of the difference of protection for those women? Because some are saying if you work for Westminster, you have more protection than if you're just in an office for an MP. Is that correct?
I think wherever we see issues of sexual harassment, they obviously need to be tackled, and it's completely unacceptable in 21st century Britain, that this is still an issue that far too many women face, not just in the workplace, but more generally. So Westminster has to address any issues it has, and it is important that we get these allegations out so that we can see them addressed.
And I've had a specific request from ITN, Catalonia. The troubles that are going on there at the moment, do you have anything to say in terms of the impact that it could have on the UK? The trouble some people will be concerned about, that women, a lot of people go work in Spain, don't they? Is there anything that you wanted to say?
Well, we've got long-standing relationships between obviously the UK and Spain. We don't recognise the self-declaration of independence by Catalonia. It's certainly not something that's been upheld by the Spanish courts. And I think we very much hope that over the course of time, people in Spain can work through what's going on there in relation to Catalonia, and that it can remain a united country.
Okay, just let that go. One more question, I promise it's the last one. Genuinely my last one. Just as a woman working in Westminster, I just thought of this question. Are you comfortable working there? Is it a good place for women to work?
I think broadly it is. We've never had more women in our UK Parliament than before. Actually, can I let me I'll just do that all over again.
It does kind of annoy you this after a while as well if you're a local resident. I've got 90 seconds to do this
before the next one because we're now under the flight path.
As a woman working in Westminster, as a minister, I'm just interested to know what is it like to work there? Is it a good place for women to work?
I think overwhelmingly Westminster is a good place for women to work. There's certainly never been more female MPs than in this parliament after this year's election, which is great news. We've got further to go to make sure that we get even more women as MPs in the future. But I think clearly where there have been problems, they absolutely need to be stamped out.